One thing 2016 will be remembered for is being a year that took away too many stars from the world of pop music. And now we have news that George Michael is dead at age 53. His manager is quoted saying the British pop singer died of heart failure at his home outside London. Now let's remember, George Michael rocketed to stardom in the early to mid-1980s with the duo Wham. And then with monster hits like Wake Me Up Before You Go Go, he went on to a successful solo career, selling more than 100 million records. Wake me up before you go, go, 'cause I'm not planning on going solo. He had some monster hits with Wham, like Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. He then went on to a successful solo career, selling more than 100 million records.
George Michael rose to fame as the better half of Wham, which he formed with guitarist and schoolmate Andrew Ridgeley. The pair had huge success with songs like Freedom and Careless Whisper. Critics questioned the quality of some of his early lyrics. But Michael was extremely good at writing pop hooks. He was recently nominated for the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Live audiences were drawn to the handsome pop duo's dynamic, dance-heavy stage shows. This performance of the hit Everything She Wants came during an improbable visit to China in 1985. Wham emphasized its relatively clean teen idol image, which helped the duo win approval from the Communist Party. At a time when performances by Western pop stars in China were practically unheard of. Michael was born in 1963 in North London, the son of a Greek Cypriot restaurant owner. Michael was clearly the creative force behind Wham, and after a few years, he went off on his own. In 1987, he released the album Faith, which eventually sold more than 25 million copies. Michael also took on a steamier persona. Michael's follow-up, Listen Without Prejudice Volume 1, didn't fare as well, and he got into a costly and exhausting legal battle with his label, Sony. Michael told interviewer David Frost the label had essentially enslaved him with a lengthy multi-album contract.
It's such a ridiculous situation. Firstly, you are almost always signing people in a very vulnerable position. I mean, I definitely was in a very vulnerable position.
Michael lost the case. In 1998, he became tabloid fodder after he was charged with committing a lewd act in a public toilet in Beverly Hills. The arrest led him to go public about being gay. Michael apologized for embarrassing his fans and went on to perform and record more albums. But he never matched his earlier success. In 2011, Michael was struck with pneumonia, which he described to reporters as a near-death experience.
I got streptococcus something. It's a form of pneumonia. And they spent 3 weeks keeping me alive, basically.
An ambulance was sent to Michael's house in Oxfordshire yesterday afternoon, Christmas Day, according to local police. On many playlists this time of year is Wham's holiday hit Last Christmas, which was released in 1984. Like many of George Michael's songs, it continues to bring joy to his millions of fans. Frank Langford, NPR News, London. Last Christmas, I guess.